Let's go.
So, reading excerpts from the sources, the topic is despair from his own forces. Excerpt number 16, Rabash, what is the Torah and what is the statute of the Torah in the work? When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might. Since it argues, why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person is unable to be rewarded with the Torah. Yet, a person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature. Excerpt number 17, Rabash, letter 65. The main thing in the work is that there is no giving of half a thing from heaven. Otherwise, it could happen that if a person repented halfway, he would receive assistance from above for half the work. But since there is no giving of half a thing from above, a person must pray to the Creator to give him complete help. This means that during his prayer, a person sets what is in his heart in order, since prayer is the work in the heart. So a person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer.
Kadima.
Keta mispar 18.
Excerpt number 18, Rabash. What is the difference between the gate of tears and the rest of the gates? When a person knows that he is wicked, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, when he has come to realize that the fact that he is placed under the control of the will to receive separates him from the life of lives, he knocks about this and wants to repent. That is, he wants to be given help from above so he can emerge from self-love and be able to love the Creator with all his heart. Thus, he feels that he is wicked, since where he should love the Creator, he loves himself. It follows that his knocks, we understand, that he does what he can to make the Creator bring him closer and take him out of the control of his own evil. This is called real tears. This is the meaning of what we explained opened a gate for us when the gate is locked. That is, since he sees that all the gates are closed, he begins to knock. It follows that at the time of the locking of the gate, when he has already prayed and was notified the reason for the sin, he begins to shed the real tears, meaning at that time he simply wants to be a Jew. At that time, his knocks are regarded as tears. And this is the meaning of who opens a gate to those who knock in
attainment.
Except number 19, Rabash, anything that the Merciful One does, he does for the best. When a person comes to a state where he is truly lost, when he does not see how he can exist in the world, or that he has anything to hold on to, and he has exhausted all the tactics and ideas, and sees that after all the labor and exertions, everything is lost, he must brace himself and say, everything that the Merciful One does is for the best. In other words, the Creator brought upon him all those states of being lost, and they are for the best. That is, through them, he has come to a state where he is at the lowest degree, and by this he will be able to rise up. As it is written, the Lord is high and the low will see. Excerpt number 20, Rabash, what is return, O Israel, unto the Lord your God in the work? When a person prays to the Creator and says, you must help me, because I'm worse than everyone, since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of Kedusha, sanctity, can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And I'm utterly incapable of this. So only you can save me. By this, we should interpret what is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That is, those who ask the Creator to help them so their heart will not be broken and will be whole.